Tiffany and Company, the famous New York jeweler, has decided it wants some precious metals to stay in the ground. In an open letter to the chief of the Forest Service, Tiffany's protested against a silver and copper mine underneath a wilderness area in northwestern Montana and called for the reform of the 1872 Mining Act. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports on Tiffany's new venture.
Tiffany's is known more for its little blue box than its politics. So when the jeweler took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post this week, and the subject was a proposed mine in Montana, not diamond cufflinks, it caused a bit of a stir.
It's a bit of a puzzle to us.
Carol Ralston of the National Mining Association says Tiffany's picked a target that in its planning stages is an environmental model.
It's a state-of-the-art mine, and obviously because it hasn't been built yet, it's not one with which Tiffany's has a commercial relationship.
But Tiffany's CEO, Michael Kowalski, listed in Forbes' Most Powerful People, says calling for responsible mining is good business and the right thing to do.
We simply believe that this is what our customers would expect we would do. And we simply believe that there are special places that mining should not be permitted. And it's hard to imagine a mine built underneath a wilderness area not being definitionally problematic.
Opponents of the mine and advocates of mining reform couldn't be happier. Stephen Esposito of Earthworks, formerly the Minerals Policy Center, says Tiffany's advocacy calls attention to the source. It's like people wanting to know where their food comes from.
Because for the first time, when they think about the gold ring, and then they think about 20 tons of waste on average produced per gold ring, and they see the photographs, all of a sudden it starts to draw a direct link between them and that mine, and people all of a sudden start to get it.
The Rock Creek Mine in the Cabinet Wilderness area of Montana's Kootenai National Forest has been 16 years in the process, but was given tacit approval recently by the Forest Service. The proposal calls for tunneling 3 miles under a wilderness area with endangered grizzly bears and bull trout for an estimated 30 years. Doug Ward, vice president of Revette Silver Company, which plans to develop the mine, was on his way to Hawaii when the Washington Post ad came out. Reached on his cell phone, he said it's the latest of many setbacks.
Yeah, I mean, we had kind of heard rumblings that we might be used as a poster child just because, the perception. We've been, trying all this, trying to educate people. It's like, look, there's really, this is a very, I hate to use the term clean, but this is a very benign source of these metals. You're hardly going to know we're there. But you just kind of meet a brick wall.
But while Ward believes the mine will not hurt the environment, Tiffany's thinks otherwise, and that it's a shrewd business move to take a public stand against it. Kowalski, along with the Retail Jewelers of America, aim to define what constitutes responsible mining. The result could be similar to what Home Depot inspired with lumber, a certification process for the consumer to assure that the source is socially and environmentally responsible. Kowalski says it's his hope to restart the dialogue over the 1872 Mining Act.
I know this has been an issue that has been before Congress, I guess it's 20 years. I think perhaps with the added impetus of retail jewelers suggesting on behalf of their customers that mining reform is necessary, perhaps that will be the missing ingredient or the added impetus that can move this forward.
The jewelry giant just may be right. The chief of the Forest Service responded with haste. He set up a meeting with Kowalski as soon as he saw the ad. Revette Silver and the National Mining Association have also requested a meeting. And Congress just might be next. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.